Welcome back to the conversation here. All right, so a lot of these alphabet agencies, a lot of them, focus on energy. That's why this ruling against the EPA is so dramatic. I mean, you've got the Office of Energy and Renewable Energy, United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission. You've got FERC, which, again, I'm telling you, is the one that regulates the interstate transmission of gas, oil, electricity, natural gas, hydropower, all of those things, right? So these agencies have all now been told you can't just march on to the new Green Deal and ram this down the throat of America because Congress hasn't voted on it. State legislatures have not voted on it. You don't have the unfettered power that you think you do. Again, there are still just three branches of government, not four. The administrative branch didn't secretly get added at some point. Frank LaSay here is the former Wisconsin State Senator, former member of Governor Scott Walker's administration. Frank, good to have you back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So what are your impressions? I have said for some time that even if Roe v. Wade was overturned, it was the second or third biggest decision to come down from the court. I still believe that. Liberal heads may have exploded over Roe v. Wade. Liberal heads are exploding all over America today. Because they can't believe that the Green New Deal, they have this misconception that somehow the court is attacking the climate efforts and the Green New Deal. The court's just sending power back where it belongs, to the elected representatives of the people like you and I. That's what the court did. It has no vested ability to decide whether these are good policies or bad, right?
Well, the biggest part is that they limited the power of the administrative state, of the president, having the agencies do what you want. And make no mistake, President Biden has weaponized all of our government against our energy and against all of us, because 80% of our energy comes from fossil fuels, from coal, oil, and natural gas. It's not going to be replaced anytime soon, and it's going to come with huge expense, huge economic upheaval. It's going to create energy poverty everywhere. It's a really big deal that they're doing. They're pretending and have been pretending and telling us, the Greens, that wind and solar are free, but that's farthest thing from the truth. They're part-time energy. They're a real problem. But going back to this, it's about limiting the president from doing whatever the heck he wants. And there are other agencies. The SEC wants every business in America to track their carbon, both upstream, downstream, and everything that they buy, which means that farmers out there will have to somehow figure out the carbon footprint for a steak.
But not now.
It's craziness.
That came from the Security and Exchange Commission, you're saying?
That's right. The SEC has proposed rules. They just closed hearing on it last week or the week before. And, being the Biden administration, they'll probably press ahead, but it'll go back to the same court system, which will be knocked down because of this decision, basing on this precedent, I would believe.
Yeah.
It's overreach of unbelievable amount.
Now, they didn't go after specifically the Chevron doctrine by name, right? But they might as well have, right? That's the way it is, because they went after the non-delegation. They want to return the non-delegation doctrine, which would take us back and reset the entire government back to basically before the New Deal of FDR took hold and all of these agencies bloomed and became literally a fourth branch of government, didn't they?
Well, they have. We have an administrative state that is just promulgating rules upon rules, literally thousands of them on a regular basis. It's just unbelievable. And they continue to, roll along, and they use a little bit of authority given to them by Congress. Congress, this is based on the EPA 1970 law to protect the environment and
what
protect
law?
The air.
So they've Hold on. What 1970 law? The EPA was created by an executive order by Richard Nixon. I can't find any statute that created the EPA. Maybe I'm just...
Not the EPA, but the law that they based their decision on for their... They based on the Green New Deal and administrative state, the Clean Power Plan.
I got you.
Was based on the air regulations and the anti-pollution laws from the 70s.
Right, but my point being is this. They have a bigger problem because the EPA it doesn't have any foundation in any statute created by Congress ever. It has no statutory protection. It shouldn't. If they want to create the EPA, by God, go and do it. But to this date, the best of my knowledge, 52 years on, they have not.
Well, that's an interesting point.
Aren't most of these agencies at least rooted in statute? Don't they have some legitimacy somewhere? The EPA has none. But where does this ripple across? Because it's the Chevron doctrine, which basically gives all these agencies the ability to fill in the blank. If you don't know the answer, well, you can fill it in and you can create the rules and the penalties and all of it. It's regulation without representation is exactly what it is.
And there really is. Having served in the Wisconsin legislature, having really paid attention to the Constitution, the laws that are in place for Congress and most states are a little bit different. Congress has delegated the authority. They said, here, EPA or the federal or the presidential agency, EPA, you mentioned they weren't created by statute, but the president's administration, regulate clean air. Give us clean air. So they tell them that, and then from that, they are allowed to, as long as the statute doesn't prohibit them, they run forward and just keep inventing more and more things to them. That's why they moved on to carbon dioxide, a necessary plant food that we all exhale every single day that is causing very little issues at all. So they've dreamed that up on their own. In the states, they would specifically have to be authorized to regulate CO2. The state agencies in most states, I know Wisconsin very well, but in most states, they can't just invent it because it says, well, clean air, we can just invent anything. They'd have to be authorized specifically to
and
regulate.
And that's
CO2.
Where we get our power back. We become and that's what Gorsuch said. If we allow the administrative state to run wild, we no longer have our republic. He was exactly right. Sir, I got to leave it right there. Frank Lassay. Former Wisconsin State Senator, former member of Governor Scott Walker's administration. Hopefully a guy will get back to Washington when the Republicans take over in November. Just a little side thought, Frank. Thank you for being here.
You're very welcome. Check out my website, truthandenergyandclimate.com. You can get more information at Truth and Energy and Climate.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.